always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
When it comes to Texas, Chuck Schumer has been explicit. He's coming after Texas. I'm his number one target in the entire country. I'm on the ballot. I'm running for re-election. And the Democrats are coming after me. They are going to spend more than $100 million this year. George Soros is already spending millions of dollars in the state of Texas. They go to TedCruz.org. They give $25 or $50 or $100. That's how we stand up to the George Soroses and the Chuck Schumers and the Mark Zuckerbergs is the $25 and $50 at TedCruz.org, because we got to fight to defend Texas. If we lose Texas, we lose the whole country.
Well, that's true, Chris. The attacks on America and on American politicians who favor freedom and liberty like Ted Cruz, astounding in the amount of money being spent to try to take them out.
And the amount of money that the Biden administration has raised so far has been absolutely astounding. You know, President Trump is raising equal amounts now, but the Democrats know that this is going to be a messaging campaign. It takes a lot of money to get your message out.
And folks, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Sorry to terrify you so much here on a Wednesday afternoon, but Scott Walter has been digging deep into this money pit, and it seems to have no bottom. Scott Walter, president of the Capital Research Center, author of the brand new, fascinating and terrifying book, Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. Scott, good afternoon. Welcome back to News Talk STL and to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show.
Great to be with you.
So, Scott, my co-host here, Chris Arps, was saying Arabella sounds like something out of a James Bond movie. It really does, Scott, doesn't it? And it's kind of similar, isn't it? It's like the whole Spectre network. This is a huge network of money that most of us know nothing about, but it's affecting everything we do, at least in the political and public policy space, isn't it?
Absolutely. There is pretty much no issue area they are not in.
Give us some examples of that.
Sure. One of their billionaires you probably wouldn't think of is Warren Buffett. I'm afraid that he is one of the biggest funders on abortion activism in the country or the world. And he's put millions and millions of dollars through Arabella for that. Zuckerberg, more bad news for you. When you think a horrible prosecutor, you think George Soros. And he gives money to Arabella, but Zuckerberg gives millions of dollars to Arabella, and mainly his donations have gone toward criminal justice reform, which means no justice for criminals.
Hey,
just
Scott,
two examples.
Scott, give us the structure of Arabella. Is this a formal organization? Is this an informal name that they give Arabella? Does it have a formal head? Is there any way that the general public can get more information about Arabella easily?
Well, as far as more Arabella info, urge you to buy the book at Amazon.com. But you can also go right away to our website, influencewatch.org, and just type in Arabella. I just warn you, you're going to lose hours of your life because you're going to go down a lot of rabbit holes.
Speaking to Scott Walter of the Capital Research Center, Scott, I attend some conferences throughout the years, throughout the year on electoral integrity, and I've seen a presentation at a group called the Honest Elections Project where they describe the differences in money, and Scott, it's really stunning, isn't it? Like everybody hears about on the news, oh, the RNC raised this many millions and the DNC raised this many millions, but then they talk about the things we don't know about, and they use these descriptors and the amount. So like the RNC and DNC are like little tennis balls, right? But then when you talk about the money that Arabella advisors, some of his networks, it's like the size of the Death Star. I mean, it's really that dramatic, isn't it?
You are exactly right. Can I give you a couple of Arabella numbers versus the RNC DNC?
Oh, please.
So in the 2020 cycle, that's 2019 and 20. Arabella's nonprofits took in $2.4 billion. Now, compare it. You can the same cycle, the Democrat National Committee plus the Republican National Committee were $1 billion behind that. 2022 cycle, off year, so you'd think, well, surely the numbers go down a little, right? Wrong. 2022, Arabella's nonprofits take in $3 billion. That is more than the DNC, the RNC, the Republican Senate and House committees, the Democrat Senate and House committees. You have to throw another $500 million on there to get to Arabella.
That's amazing.
Scott, your book, Arabella, the Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America, you state in the book that there are three levels to Arabella. What are those three levels? Describe them for us, please.
Sure. The way to understand Arabella first is it's a network, right? So, which is it's a bunch of things and groups. And the quick way I would put it is visualize a pyramid, right? At the top of the pyramid, you've got Arabella Advisors, which is a for-profit PR consulting firm, right? Beltway Bandits, we call them. Now, in the middle of the pyramid, you have half a dozen nonprofits of multiple types, and that's where the money actually is sent, right? If you're Soros or Zuckerberg, you write the check to one of those nonprofits. And then at the base of the pyramid, you have what you see, what ordinary Americans see, hundreds and hundreds of fake groups, like, you know, Secure Michigan Elections, Floridians for a Fair Shake, you know, blah, blah. They look like they're grassroots groups, but really they're just a website and an accounting code at a giant firm in D.C.
Hmm. Scott, why should Americans be concerned? And we want them, of course, to I've been reading through the book. It's fascinating, by the way. We want them to go buy Arabella, the Dark Money Network. You can get that at Amazon or wherever you get books. But Scott, what's the point of the this, we're talking billions and billions of dollars, larger than a lot of big companies in America. What are they trying to do ultimately? And why should we be concerned?
Well, they're first trying to do pretty much everything left wing, whatever their billionaire masters, are demanding effectively. But the reason we should care is because, as well as because some of those billionaires, for instance, it's foreign money. There's a Swiss billionaire, probably never heard of, Hans-Jürg Wyss, right? He's put hundreds of millions of dollars into this network. Now, it's completely illegal for a foreign national like him to be interfering in our elections. But of course, the law is murky. If he gives it to one of these Arabella-run nonprofits, and then the nonprofit gives it to a super PAC, well, who knows? We don't know if it's he swears his money doesn't make it to the super PACs, which would be completely illegal. And if you trust these people, then you don't have anything to worry about. If you don't trust them, then you do.
Well, that was my question there, because I was reading your book where there were some Swiss money influence. I'm sure there were other foreign people that were involved in there. And I was like, how do they keep the foreign money out of the money to influence our elections? And you answered that. How widespread is this? Do we know of this gentleman? Are there other foreigners that are giving money to Arabella?
We don't know of any foreigner who's given anything like that amount of money, where it's in the hundreds of millions. And by the way, the other thing about him is, as best we can tell, he looks to have been the original sugar daddy for this joint. The first year that it had more than $1 million was 2008. It had 1.7 million in its nonprofits, and a million of the 1.7 came from Hans-Jürg.
Scott, what you just described in the last couple of minutes was exactly what Democrats and the left said that Trump and Republicans were doing in the 2016 and 2020 election. Once again, Scott, it sounds like every accusation from the left and D.C. Democrats is actually a confession. So you've connected the dots. You've proven that these foreigners are participating in these big money operations that are very likely influencing our elections. Is anyone in Washington, D.C. paying attention to this? Are there any congressional hearings on this? Is anybody looking into this incredible amount of information that you've unearthed courtesy of all of your work at the Capital Research Center on this?
I'm not going to tell you that everything's going to be over soon, but I'm proud to say that I just got asked to testify yet again to Congress on Arabella, and that will be the fourth testimony in 5 months.
Wow.
To four different committees. and in both houses. So our yelling about this is beginning to attract attention. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy to you know, stop all this. But and there is, however, a bill that has dropped that would say that if you are a 501c4 not political nonprofit, that's like an NRA or a League of Conservation Voters type group. If you take foreign money, you're not going to be allowed to give money to super PACs for the next several years. And it has some other good things too. So they're starting to have rumbles about it. Now, whether it, you know, you probably can't have it pass and become law while Chuck Schumer and Biden are in control. But progress.
Scott, it sounds like Arabella, of course, is trying to use their money to influence our elections, to influence our culture. Is there any evidence that Arabella money is going to endow college, to fund college endowments or set up Confucius Institute like institutions like the Chinese have done to influence young people in the next generation?
We have not seen a lot of money going into colleges. Of course, the left doesn't need Arabella for that, right? I mean, the colleges are already pretty much completely controlled territory for the left. They tend to do more direct political things rather than sort of longer term efforts like that.
Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Scott Walter, president of the Capital Research Center. You can check out their great work at capitalresearch.org, capitalresearch.org, at Capital Research on Twitter, and also the other website Scott mentioned, influencewatch.org as well. Scott, before I let you go, what should all of our listeners, besides, of course, buying the book, Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America, what should our listeners do, Scott? Should they buy an extra book and send it to their congressman or their senator? I mean, it sounds like people need to start maybe lighting their hair on fire a little bit more in Washington, D.C. about this stuff. It's terrifying.
I think that's an excellent idea. And I'll also tell you, you know, your state AG in Missouri, you have a solid state attorney general. And in that state and other states, attorneys general are allowed to go and investigate the charities and nonprofits operating in their state. They're supposed to be overseeing it in their state. So.
Oh, that's a great idea as well. We'll ask Attorney General Andrew Bailey about that next time we have him on. Scott, thanks so much for everything. Folks, check out Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires, Secretly Transforming America. You can get that at Amazon or wherever else you may find books. You can also check out this incredible website. Been looking at it right now, influencewatch.org, if you want to dive deeper. Scott, thanks for everything you're doing to save America. And good luck with the book, and we'll be happy to have you back on again soon.
Thank you.
Love to see you soon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Wow. Billion, more money than the RNC, the DNC, and the senatorial committees combined is flowing into our election system, courtesy of this network.
And Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and the gentleman that owns Geico and Berkshire Hathaway, all these folks who you would think that good old-fashioned American capitalists who made their money taking advantage of the opportunities of this country wouldn't be using that wealth and influence to try and destroy it.
Yeah. They're literally trying to shake the foundations of the electoral system and destabilize the country. It's really shocking. Mm-hmm. And it's the same country that made them wealthy and powerful.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to protect their wealth. Maybe they see something along the future that we don't see, and they're trying to protect themselves now.
Disturbing indeed.